Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I bet you thought this was for the children's sermon. It is. It's you. It's to other children that we're going to use this for. This lovely picture somehow found its way into my office a few years ago. It's like a lot of things that find their way into my office. Someone, I thought, brought this from home, thinking, of course, as we often do, oh, the church could use that. Earlier this week, someone put a love seat on the front lawn, which I didn't see for 3 days because I don't come to church that way. They thought we might need a ratty old thing. So someone brought this to my office and they left it in my office and I thought, well, isn't that pretty? So it has been sitting on my shelf for years. And every once in a while, although apparently not recently, I get it down and I polish it up and I put it right back up on the shelf where it sits. So I've been thinking about this empty pitcher and the church and baptism. And I began to think that maybe the problem with the church is empty pitchers. You see, the problem with this pitcher being up on my shelf is that it isn't doing anything. It certainly isn't filling its purpose or fulfilling its purpose, which is to be filled with cool, refreshing water or orange juice or margaritas. And then being poured out to refresh God's people. It's not serving its purpose. It's just sitting up on my shelf full of potential and dust. I wonder sometimes if that's not what's happened with our baptisms. So often I run across people who talk about how the church is becoming irrelevant and all of those kind of good stuff. In fact, Fred Benko gave me a sheaf of articles to read about such things. Very depressing. And in one of them, as I shared a couple of weeks ago, it said something like, you know, like 1 in 5 Christian, or 1 in 5 people in the United States think religion is really important. And then another article that said most of us lie when asked about our religious proclivities, right? So we say that 98%, at least in one of the Pew surveys, 98% of people in the United States believe in God. A very high percentage of them say they go to church. And then when they took another survey, they found out most of them were lying. At least it's actually like half the number of people who say they actually go to church do. It's a depressing thing. And I think empty pitchers have something to do with it. In this text for today, we hear about the baptism of Jesus. And in our reading from Acts, Peter and Cornelius talk about that baptism, about how Jesus came and healed and preached and brought hope and then was hung on a tree, and how the world was changed. And yet, each of us, most of us, have been received in those baptismal waters just like Jesus and just like our children and heard those words, "You are God's child, my beloved. I love you." At some point in your word, in your life, you heard those words. But what then happened? At least according to a lot of what we're reading these days. Most of us have taken our baptisms, or many of us have taken our baptisms and put them on a shelf. And there they stay, getting dusty. They still look nice. It's like that song, "From a Distance." The picture's not too dusty. But there it is. And then we come to church. Well, then I get to hear from all of you. For 30 years now, I've heard, as people have said to me, "Well, Pastor, we really need to have more Bible studies." And I have finally, after 30 years, found the right answer. "Pastor, why don't we have more Bible studies?" It's because you're not leading them. "Well, Pastor, if we could just have more young people in church, then our life together would be so wonderful and the church would be vibrant. Why can't we have more young people in church?" Because you forgot to invite them. And then you didn't welcome them once they were here. "Well, Pastor, you know, if we could just maybe have different music, or could we have different preaching, or could we, you know, if we could just do this, maybe if we would serve the poor, then we'd really be living out our baptism. Why can't we do that?" We can, if you'll do it. You see, the thing about the baptismal promise is that when we leave it full of potential and beauty on the shelf, we miss all of the ways in which we can pour life out through it. We've been given the gift of baptism and a baptismal vocation. God's people don't sit on a shelf any more than Jesus did. God's people are called to life. That's what's at the core of baptism, is that every one of us have been given a life to live in Christ, which is to be poured out. If the church is irrelevant, it's our fault. Frankly, I don't think the church is irrelevant at all. I think the church and the gospel are just as relevant as they've always been. It's just that we're not maybe all that relevant. Maybe we've forgotten that in baptism we are engaged in the world, right where it is. To live in and through the promise of Jesus Christ, to do all of the things that Paul talked, or that the author of Acts talks about. All of those wonderful things that Jesus did. You see, in that baptismal promise, you've been given life and light and energy. As long as we leave it on the shelf where it looks pretty, or hang our baptismal certificates on the wall, but don't live them out, we have a picturesque but not very helpful faith. I think if the church is to be revived, if it's to live fully, then we live out that baptismal promise of grace. It means, quite frankly, that the Christian community has to get off of its pews. It means that the Christian community has to take seriously the energy and the presence of that dove. That the spirit that was given on the day those children were baptized is still in them and in you. And that we're being called to live that light. If you want more Bible studies, volunteer to lead one. If you want to have better social ministry and you want to get out into the world and be known for something as a congregation, then you need to step forward and begin to say, what if we did this and I'll lead it? I need help. The only way that the church will grow and prosper and flourish is, as I said 2 weeks ago, if you quit waiting for the clergy to do it for you. I'm too busy. You're too busy. If we're too busy, then we'd better learn to be happy being nice little pictures on the shelf. And yet that's not what God calls us to. At the end of the service, at the 8 o'clock service, Pastor Don came up and he said, do you know what that picture's for? Leave it to Don, who was here for 30 years, to know that at one time, this is what this picture was for. At every baptism, an acolyte would come, and during the flood prayer, the water was poured. And you heard the life-giving waters of Christ fall into the bowl. And then grace was given. Somewhere along the way, we forgot the purpose of the pitcher. We forgot to keep the main thing, the main thing. And it ended up on a shelf. God calls us to life and light in this Epiphany. And may you be blessed with God's purpose and God's spirit and God's energy and God's peace. That like this pitcher, you can once again pour out baptismal waters of grace. Amen.